last podcast that I did, I think resonated a little bit with people in education, and I at that point I kind of went back and looked at a few other presentations that I've given my students over the years. We do recognition days twice a year, and I usually try to craft a message for those events at the end. And some are probably better than others, but I think it's become a tradition here at school. And I think it sets the tone for what comes next. And of the ones I looked at, I noticed that there's one that kind of stands out and we probably could do once a month. And it basically revolves around how we treat each other. And many of you may have read the article on the internet about the gentleman that was walking home from school one day and dropped his books. And a young man from the other side of the road came over and helped him pick up his books, and they became friends. And at high school graduation, the student that dropped his books, it was discovered that he was walking home that day and cleaned out his locker and was going to commit suicide. And that act of kindness to come over and help pick up those books saved him. And I read that to the student body. And then I moved on from there to talk about how we all have baggage. And we don't know what kind of baggage that is, but we all have it. And there might be a student that works to support their family. And I'm blessed to have grown up in a family that we didn't have a lot, but we always had enough. And I didn't have to work to support my family, but I have students that do. And then there's people close to you that are sick, maybe dying of cancer. We have students, we have people that we know that the best they get treated each day is at school. And then we also know people who get only one good meal each day, and that's lunch at school. And we have students that are next to you that just had three people tell them that they wish they were dead. These are stories we do hear, and they're heartbreaking. But we're taught not to advertise our struggles, and you rarely know who is struggling. You rarely know people's baggage. And I shared with them that the solution, although hard to apply, is really easy. It's two words: be nice. I was fortunate to take a class by Mike Troak. He was a principal at North Branch. And he shared these two words that really solve most people's problems, don't they? Be nice. There's no guarantees, but only one real solution. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I can hear my parents come through when I say that. If I can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you're not nice, it says more about you than it does about them. And these are all things I shared with the students. The last thing I'm going to leave you with, it came out of John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. He talks about treating everybody like they're tens. If you're going to rank people from on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, walk around and put a 10 on everybody's head. I like to give the example, I'm a Garth Brooks fan. If Garth Brooks walked through the door, how would you treat him? You'd probably get your nicest stuff out, offering the nicest things, and you'd probably have a smile on your face. Well, at least if you're me. But how many times do we not treat people like tens? If you want the best versions of people, walk around and see a 10 on everybody's head. If you see them as threes, you'll treat them like threes and you'll get three results. Consequently, if you view yourself as a three, you won't be able to treat others like tens either. So it is really about our character when we treat other people a certain way. And if we be nice, and if we treat everybody else like they have a 10 on their head, I think you'll see marked difference in the way you see a lot of things. And again, I probably made that a longer message, but that's really about it. And at the end of the day, that's a lot. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this message that I had shared with my students. This is a couple years ago. Talk to you soon.